Thank you for downloading this programme from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Leon, how are you getting on?
I've resecured the valve, so the magnet's fixed, Professor. Inspected the cooling pipes, they're all okay.
That's excellent. We don't want any hitches tomorrow. See you when you get back.
Okay. See you up there. Who's that?
Come closer.
Who's there?
Come to me.
Get away from me.
There's nowhere to hide.
No!
Your life is our life.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. 21st centuries when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
Playing out.
Chasing a weevil. Tall thing. Leather skin. Sharp teeth. Terrible dress sense.
Who the heck are you?
Captain Jack Harkness. Torchwood.
Gwen Cooper. We catch aliens.
Yanto Jones. We need to catch this one before...
Over there by the fire exit. Come on.
Excuse us. Mind your bags. Come on. Coming through. Oh. You two carry on.
Okay.
We're on it.
Hello?
Jack?
Martha Jones, suddenly outside a tacky nightclub, the voice of a nightingale.
Where are you?
Oh, you know, chasing a weevil around Cardiff Bay. It's a quiet night, really.
Jack, I need you.
Don't tell me you've finally seen the light and dumped that fiancé of yours. I'm on the first train to London.
I'm not in London, I'm in Switzerland. Have you heard of CERN?
Home of the famous particle accelerator? What are you doing there?
There's a big thing here tomorrow. Lots of politicians, diplomats. Unit are covering security for it.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Anyway, listen. A friend of mine works here, and when I arrived, she told me that people were going missing, and... Look, Jack, something really odd's happening. My friend's disappeared. Please tell me you'll come.
You know I will.
Oh, and don't come in all guns blazing, yeah? Me bringing in Torchwood isn't going to make my bosses happy, but I need a fresh pair of eyes looking over things. And, damn it, someone's coming, I've got to go.
Martha? Where's the weevil?
It went into the bay.
Oh. Can weevils swim?
Apparently not. Anyone for coffee?
Right, coffee. Good idea. Then Torchwood's going to Switzerland.
Gentlemen, we should be arriving in Geneva in about 30 minutes.
Did I ever tell you about the time I flew from Venus to Mars?
You should have seen that flight crew. All those hands, all those pincers.
Yes, thank you, Jack. Anyway, I found out a few things about this particle physics lab. Over 10,000 people work there from 100 different countries.
Martha said people were disappearing.
Well, I certainly couldn't find any official record of any accidents or people disappearing. Just a lot of scientists all working on something called the LHC.
The Large Hadron Collider. A thing of beauty. Oh, I love what they're doing, pushing the boundaries of human knowledge.
So what exactly are they trying to do with this collider thing?
They're looking for the Higgs particle.
The what?
The fundamental particle of existence. Look out the window. See those clouds?
Yeah.
Well, what do they look like?
Candy floss.
They look solid, though, yeah? But they're not.
Yes, thank you, Jack. We all know what clouds are made of.
Well, imagine you had a huge digital camera and you could zoom in right into the clouds so you could see the individual raindrops. Then zoom in further and you see that the raindrops are made of molecules, H2O.
Mm-hmm.
Then zoom in further and see what hydrogen is made of, one proton and one electron. And zoom into the proton, and that's where it gets interesting. At CERN, they found a way to look at those particles. To the very building blocks of matter, of the universe, of everything.
They've got a really big camera.
Not exactly.
They've built the world's biggest particle collider. It goes through Switzerland and France, deep underground. It's in a circular tunnel, 27 kilometers round. They're going to send protons racing around it at the speed of light, smash them into each other, and boom!
Kind of like the Big Bang.
That's impressive. So why would they want to make anyone disappear?
I don't know. Maybe those people found out something and had to be removed. This proton smashing isn't trivial stuff. Some people think it could open a gateway to a parallel dimension, or create a black hole, or even turn the world inside out.
What?
Hey, don't look so worried. It's only a theory. Everything's gonna be fine. And Martha's got us front row tickets.
Get ready for the biggest hug of your life, Dr. Jones.
Jack, it's so good to see you. Gwen, Yanto, how are you?
We're doing okay, thanks.
Nice to see you, Martha. Have you been since the funeral?
I've been okay, thanks. Working over here, mostly.
So, tell us, what's going on?
Right, this mate of mine, Julia Swales, well, she works here as a doctor. And a few weeks ago, she noticed that people were being taken ill with symptoms no one could really understand. So because nobody here could do anything, the patients were sent to some specialist hospital across the border in France, which all makes sense. Except when Julia contacted the hospital, she found that they never arrived. They vanished, all 11 of them.
Hmm.
Julia was worried, and as soon as I got here with the rest of the unit medical team, she told me about it.
Clever Julia.
Clever Julia, who's now gone missing as well.
Why didn't the unit investigate?
They did, but couldn't find any evidence of anything wrong. And once Julia vanished, I knew I needed you guys. 2 days ago, another worker fell ill. He's still in the sick bay. I want you to take a look at him.
And you can get us in there, without unit security guys being alerted?
They're rushed off their feet. The Large Hadron Collider's been activated today, so they've got loads of dignitaries and ambassadors here. And right now, there's a reception being held for them.
Oh, a reception for the ambassadors. An ambassador's reception.
Yes, Jack.
Excellente. Security passes, please.
Here's mine. And this is Mr. Yanto Jones. You should have him on your list.
Mr. Yanto Jones. The ambassador for Wales.
Hello, that's me.
What?
And this is his wife, Gwen.
Hi.
And their personal assistant, Mr. Harkness.
Sir, madame, here are your passes.
Thank you. Darling, shall we go in?
Darling, it would be a pleasure.
And here's one for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, if you'd like to follow me, Ambassador. Oh, and before I forget, here's an entry pack. It's got a map, an itinerary and stuff. We'd really hate for you to get lost down there.
Mademoiselle, with these maps, you are really spoiling us.
Just get in the lift. Going down.
Ooh, my ears just popped. How much further down is it?
It's about 100 metres altogether.
Will our Bluetooths work down there?
Should do. Give it a try now.
Jack, Colin, Gwen, Yanto?
Yep.
Loud and clear.
We're there. Undercover, Jack, remember?
Sure.
It's like an underground city down here. Research labs, offices, the control rooms on this side, and that is Atlas. The biggest of the particle detectors.
Oh, wow.
Oh, impressive.
It's like a jet engine.
The size of the London Eye.
And behind that is the entrance to the tunnel.
That's where the LHC is.
The Large Hadron Collider, that's quite correct. It's the tube that the proton beams will be fired through. Welcome, Professor Katrina Johnson, head of the LHC project. And you are?
Jack Harkness.
My personal assistant. Yando Jones, Ambassador for Wales. This is my wife, Gwen.
Well, it's good to have you here.
This must be a very exciting day for you.
Nothing could be more important. I've been working all my professional life towards this moment. Today, we could unlock the secrets of dark matter. What we're about to do could change our understanding of the universe.
How long until the collider's activated?
Oh, the countdown's already started. In fact, Dr. Jones, perhaps you'd like to take these guests to the viewing area.
Yes, of course.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Ambassador, if you'd like to come with me.
Thank you, Dr. Jones.
Right. Sick bay's down this corridor.
Oh, hello, Martha. I was wondering where you'd got to.
I've been roped in to show visitors around. Ambassador, this is Dr. Oliver Harrington, head of Unit's medical team, and my boss.
Nice to meet you, Doctor.
Looks like you've got some very impressive equipment down here.
Well, we're not exactly in an ordinary situation. Cut off from the outside world and a little underground base.
I know the feeling.
Oh, well, I mean, it's quite an honour being here. There's not many get the chance to work alongside the world's brightest scientists.
Dr. Harrington, when they activate the LHC, could there be side effects? You know, could the health of the people working here be affected?
Oh, not at all. No. We've checked and double-checked everything, so no. Not expecting any problems at all. Today, you're more likely to injure yourself slipping on a vol-au-vent.
That's reassuring.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm representing Unit's medical team, so I really should be getting along to the control room. I'm sure Dr. Jones will take good care of
him. Handsome guy. Sad eyes, though.
His wife died last year. Now he just works all the time. Guess he's blocking out the pain.
Okay, Martha Jones. Let's take a look at your patient.
Yeah, he's in intensive care. It's this way.
Who is he?
His name's Leon Foiret, a technician. He was working in the tunnel when something happened. His Bluetooth was switched on. They heard him screaming.
I can't see any obvious injuries. No attack marks.
He's in a deep coma. Won't respond to anything. Well, nothing we've got, anyway.
Okay. Well, let's try a Becquerel deep tissue scanner.
Brilliant. I've never seen an X-ray like it.
Owen was working on adapting it before he... The readings don't make any sense.
What the hell is that?
Oh.
Look at his skin.
It's glowing.
Well, you can see right through it.
That is disgusting.
Right, everyone stand back. Come on, Leon. Stay with me. Leon, can you hear me? Leon!
Your life is our life.
What is he saying?
Okay, Leon. We're going to help you.
Please. Don't take it for... Don't take
it. Okay, Leon, shh. I'm giving you something for the pain. Shh.
It looks like he's stable again.
I have never seen anything like this.
Do you think this is what's been happening to the missing people?
Leon here was in the tunnel when he got sick, yeah? So was he exposed to something?
The collider?
Possibly. So let's find out where the other people were when they got sick. There has to be some connection between them.
I've got a list of their names. Here.
Is there a computer we can use? Check the facilities, databases, that kind of thing?
There's the main computer room. Down the corridor, third door on the right.
Right, Ambassador, you're with me. We're going hacking.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't you just love it when she gets bossy? Now, let's see if we can find out what's wrong with the Angel Gabriel here.
How are you, Jack? It's been a while since Owen and Tosh. Last time we talked about it.
They're dead. And I've got to stay strong for the others. I'm fine.
Fine? I know you, Jack. I know what they meant to you. I know what they meant to me.
We're getting through it. You know how death follows us? Follows me. All the times we try to cheat it, but no one escapes. Just me. Always me. I couldn't save them, Martha.
Jack, I am so sorry.
The best I can do now is take care of Gwen. Nyanto.
Don't blame yourself. You can't. What happened to Owen and Tosh? It's not your fault.
I recruited them. Showed them a different sky, and now it... Right. Back to Golden Boy. Let's see if we can find out what's happening to him.
Okay. Let's start with Martha's mate, Julia.
Swales Julia.
When did she fall ill?
2 days ago. Says she was transferred to a hospital in Avion-les-Bains. Mm.
Has she been in the tunnel where they found Leon?
Wait a minute. It says here that she was the one that found him.
Janet Russo disappeared a week ago.
And, yeah, according to her work log, she was working on the quadrupole magnets the day she collapsed, with what Dr. Harrington diagnosed as a severe migraine.
According to what I'm seeing on here, those magnets are part of the collider in the tunnel.
Alan Nielsen. He was a maintenance worker in the tunnel. Jacques Fournier, a coolant expert, collapsed after final temperature adjustments were made.
In the tunnel. So all these people go into the tunnel, all perfectly normal, and they come out complaining of migraines. But if Leon's anything to go by, they actually...
lit up like a Christmas tree.
Jack, look at the liver composition.
What?
I've never seen anything like it. It looks like it's losing its density.
Weird.
All his organs are fading. It's like he's made of tissue paper or something. He's disintegrating. I don't believe it.
What?
The human body's made up of atoms, right? And every atom has a nucleus made up of protons and neutrons floating in a cloud of electrons. Well, that's why he's falling apart. His neutrons are missing.
But you can't just lose your neutrons. They're part of you.
Oh, I don't think he's lost them. I think they've been taken.
Oh, God.
You recognize this, don't you?
Years ago, well, years ago for me, back when I was with the Time Agency, I saw a whole colony go the same way as Golden Boy. Trust me, it wasn't pretty. There was this creature. We better tell Gwen and Yanto.
Okay, so something's happened in the tunnel. But how's it linked to the collider? It hasn't been activated yet.
Hang on, let me just access this. There was an injection test back in May. Only for a few seconds, but they went live.
And I wonder what they let through. The collider may have only been activated for a few nanoseconds, but something got into the tunnel.
A creature that feeds on neutrons in the human body.
A few nanoseconds back in May were long enough to let one creature through. The full experiment today, who knows what's waiting to pay us a visit? I think it's time I had a word with Professor Johnson.
Someone got the missing people away from the base's medics and from UNIT. We're talking about 12 people. They can't disappear without someone covering it up.
Someone in charge.
Someone who knows this base inside out.
I know what I do. Why risk taking them out at all? I mean, you said it yourself, it's like a city here. Plenty of room to hide the bodies.
I'll bring up a satellite image of this place and compare it with the site plan you gave us, Martha. Here you go.
Look. There's a small building up on the surface, to the west of the main complex. It's not marked on the site plan.
Julia could be in there. I'm going to find out.
Okay, good luck. Gwen Yanto, I need to get to the control room. I know how we can neutralize the creature, but we've got to locate it first, which means you going into the tunnel.
Okay.
On our way.
Hope you're wearing your thermals.
This is no job for the Ambassador for Wales.
Okay. Jack, we're in the tunnel.
What can you see?
Not much. It's dark.
And cold.
Is Yanto moaning?
Oh, yes.
Okay, get scanning. See if there's any trace of the creature. If you find it, call in immediately and I'll tell you what you have to do. Don't engage it by yourselves.
Let's hope it doesn't want to engage us.
Good hunting.
I'll go this way. You go out. Bikes!
It's that in the information pack. This is how the workers get around down here.
Okay. Okay. Let's give it a go. Well, I don't feel stupid at all.
So,
We ride through the tunnel in opposite directions and meet up in the middle.
Yeah. Nice bit of exercise.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Be careful, yeah?
Professor Johnson, we're nearly ready to begin.
Thank you, Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have your attention.
Powering up.
Firstly, I want to thank you, every single one of you, for your hard work, your dedication, your, well, frankly, your brilliance over the last few months. Today is a landmark in the history of science. In a few short minutes, our knowledge of the laws of physics will be propelled into a new era.
Temperature in tunnels being lowered.
Professor Johnson, shut it down! Shut it down now!
What the hell is this man doing in here?
Professor Johnson, I'm ordering you to shut down the accelerator.
You're the Welsh ambassador's assistant, right?
Jack Harkness, and I'm Torchwood.
Torchwood? And Torchwood is...
Torchwood is here to protect Earth against the threat of alien invasion.
Alien invasion, right. What are you talking about?
Listen to me. When the Large Hadron Collider was tested back in May, something came through.
How do you know about the test?
A creature that feeds on the neutrons in the human body.
And you think this... Why?
Well, because of the 12 missing people. And because the one you've got in your sick bay has a tendency to glow in the dark.
What are you talking about, missing people? What missing people?
Oh, come on, Professor. I can't believe anything happens here that you don't know about.
I don't have time to listen to this madness. Status report, please, Tom.
Gwen?
Hey, Martha. What's it like up top?
Raining. How are things down below?
Cold. Damp. Underground. I could have stayed in Cardiff.
No trace of Jack's creature, then?
Oh, nothing. How are you getting on?
It's a bit of a trek, but I'm nearly there. Gwen? You okay? You know, after Tosh, Owen.
Honestly? No. I mean, it's just the whole accepting they're gone thing, you know? I thought the funeral service would give us all closure or whatever, but, when I think about it, or talk to you or Jack or anyone, I get this... Well, I get this feeling of,
guilt?
Yeah, guilt. And God knows what it's like for Jack. Outliving centuries of friends and lovers.
The man who can never die.
I can't imagine a life more... lonely.
Gwen, I think I found the building.
Okay. Good luck. Be careful, Martha, all right?
Yeah. Martha out. Okay. Couldn't half do with a sonic screwdriver, but a rock will have to do. Oh my God, no. Julia? Julia, can you hear me?
Gwen? Come in, Gwen.
What is it?
My bike's got a bell.
I'm very pleased for you. Oh, it's getting colder.
Yeah, same here. You see anything?
Nope.
Gwen.
What is it?
I think I found something. Who's there?
The dead. The dead. We're coming back.
You hear that?
I'm on my way.
Quick as you can, yeah? Afternoon. So, you're the dead then? Not an alien creature.
I was always alien to you, coffee boy.
You told me I was a good doctor.
Odin, is that you?
Help me, Yanto.
Did I ever tell you I don't actually believe in ghosts?
Help us! We're lost!
Where are you? Where are you?
We're in the darkness! Help us, Yanto Jones! We're starving!
How long until activation, Tom?
12 minutes and 15 seconds.
You're making a big mistake, Professor.
Look, even if I believed all this nonsense you're talking, it just isn't possible to stop it. It's not like flicking a switch.
Jack.
What is it, Gwen?
Yanto's found the creature. I'm on my way back to him now. Jack, it's Martha. Come in.
What is it?
I found the building, the one that's not on the map. The missing people are here.
There are no missing people.
All 12 of them. In comas, Jack, and they're glowing. They're glowing like angels. I found them, Professor Johnson.
I don't understand. I don't know about this.
So who put them all here and faked the hospital reports then?
Someone who knows more about that creature in the tunnel than they should. Your test last May let something through into our world, Professor, and far worse is on its way if you don't stop what you're doing now.
It's all pre-programmed. Nothing can stop it. There's nothing I can do.
Yanto, it's me, Voshiko.
You're in my head. That's how you're doing this. You're just particles.
Help me.
Please, Yanto. It's Lisa. Hold me.
You can't be Lisa. She's gone. We're all gone.
Yanto, can you hear me?
Yes, Jack.
Gwen's on her way. You okay?
Yeah. No. Sort of.
Oh, that helps. What's going on?
It's in my head, Jack. The alien. Talking to me. Saying it's Owen and Tosh and Lisa.
The dead stay dead, Yanto. They don't come back. It's just an alien, like the Weevils. Trust me.
Yanto Jones, you only need to listen to me, to my voice, so it's just us.
Yanto, listen, it's not...
That's it. Just you and me.
Yanto Jones and Lisa Halley.
Yanto, can you hear me?
Remember how we used to go to that Greek restaurant?
Stop it.
And that night
stop
between
it!
We loved
Yanto,
you.
Answer me, where are you?
Ignore her. I'm here.
I'm nearly there.
I've always been here for you.
Hold on.
Come closer. Come to me.
No!
Just hold on. Jack, what's happening?
Yanto and Gwen have found the creature, and Professor Johnson says she can't shut the collider down.
Well, make her.
Oh, never thought of that. Just look after your patients, Dr. Jones. Leave the professor to me.
Oh, Oliver, thank God. Listen, something's happening.
Martha, you shouldn't be in here.
Oh, my God. It's you. You had the authority, your unit credentials.
Please don't try to resist. Because I really don't want to have to start shooting people.
Yanto. Oh, God. Yanto, can you hear me, sweetheart?
Lisa.
No, it's me, Gwen. Come on, hold on.
We'll be back for you, Gwen Cooper. So much death in your short life.
So, not listening. Yanto?
Gwen?
Let me go. What? What are you talking about, Yanto? Come on.
You don't understand. They need our help. Let me go to Lisa. To Tosh.
Come on. I am not leaving you here. Come on.
I want to be with them. I just want them back again.
Listen to me. I'm Torchwood. You lot are scientists. You're here searching for answers? Well, I know the answers. If you fire up the collider now, all hell is going to break loose.
You're serious, aren't you? Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but something is. So until we can sort this out, safety procedures, we need to prepare for a total lockdown. Listen, everyone. I want you to step away from the controls.
Right. You're firing two beams of protons at each other, yeah?
That's right.
Didn't this place used to have an anti-proton beam facility?
We won the Nobel Prize for it in the 80s.
Oh, I'm pleased for you. Do you still have the facility?
We use it for making atoms of antimatter. Of course. If I can flip the polarity of the magnets and replace one of the proton beams with antiprotons...
They'll cancel each other out. Then the portal can open and we'll all live happily ever after.
That's brilliant!
That's me.
Move away from there!
Jack?
Martha. Dr. Harrington.
Get away from the controls or I'll shoot her!
Okay, Oliver, just put the gun down.
I said stand back!
Come on, Yanto.
Gwen,
not listening!
Is Yanto an angel yet?
Yanto, wake up! Jack, come in.
Not a good time, Gwen. I've got company.
It attacked Yanto. He's glowing. He's getting worse. It's coming back for me.
Are you near an exit?
Yeah, yes. I can see it. We're nearly there.
Gwen, I'm going to have to go. Get out of that tunnel.
What if we don't make it?
Too much talk of death around here, Gwen. I'm not losing you. Now fight. Get out of there. You stay alive.
Jack. Jack.
Jack doesn't care about the dead.
Oh, you really don't want to mess with me right now.
Oliver, listen to me. Killing Martha won't achieve anything.
It won't matter if I do. She'll come back. Don't you understand?
Back in May after the test, you heard a voice, yeah? Whose voice was it?
My wife. She came back to me.
That isn't possible.
Don't you see what you've done here? Am I the only one who can see it?
What do you mean?
You've opened a doorway to heaven.
No. Oliver, it's not heaven. It's another dimension. A creature has come through and it's feeding off people. The voices are a trick to draw you to it.
You're wrong. Marie spoke to me. She told me that if I helped her, she'd bring everyone back. And it's happening.
But the creature, it attacked those people.
Attacked? Didn't you see them glowing? They're becoming angels. That's why I had to hide them, to protect them until they were strong enough. When the portal is fully open, their souls will be drawn back from heaven, and they and Marie will return to life.
No, it's their neutrons that have been taken, not their souls. Oliver, your wife's gone. She's not coming back.
And you think that's it? That there's nothing else?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe there is an afterlife. Maybe there is a heaven, but that's not where the voice you've heard has come from.
You're wrong. I have faith.
And I respect that, but the creature's been using you. What if we're right and you're wrong? Are you really going to sentence everyone on this planet to death?
But they won't die.
You don't know that. You're going to risk all those lives because a voice told you it was Marie? Can't you see that's wrong?
She told me things. Things only we knew.
Oliver, it's clever. It knows which buttons to push. These voices, they're not the dead. Trust me.
Dr. Harrington, listen to me. I don't care whether you think it's your wife or a ghost or whether Jack's right and it's some kind of alien. We're not taking the risk. We're neutralizing the collider now.
No. No. I can't lose her again.
Martha, go after him. Don't let him near the collider.
I'm on it.
Now, Professor, we have to reverse the polarity or those creatures will be here for good. And the first thing they're going to find... Gwen and Yanto.
Look, we're nearly there. Just a few more feet.
Everything we've seen. Torchwood. The wonder of the universe. And we're going to die in a tunnel. In Switzerland.
What did you imagine, the Bahamas?
So cold. So cold.
Shh. Yanto, listen to me. We are nearly out of here, right? Look. Look, according to the map, the exit's near the control room. That's where Jack is. And coffee. You love coffee. Coffee and Jack. Come on, please.
Yandu, I can't carry you any further, please.
Don't leave me, Gwen. Don't leave me in the darkness.
Get back. Just keep back.
But we're Owen. We're Tosh. We're all the dead. We want to live again.
I'm alive. Yanto's alive. And I'm not listening. Come on, Yanto, please get up.
Okay, stand back, everyone. I can smell two beams of protons about to be launched.
Have you got any idea what you're doing?
Not really. Making it up as I go along. What I do best.
Can you actually stop them?
Nope, but I can try and prevent them creating their portal in time and space. And trust me, portals like that are more trouble than they're worth.
What about Dr. Harrington?
Professor, Oliver Harrington is one short step away from destroying the world. I kind of don't care about his well-being right now.
Okay.
Right. Professor, I think I'm going to do what you wanted. Show you the fundamental particle. The Higgs.
The Higgs? I'm really going to see it today.
Guess so. If we get a move on.
Of course. The proton beams won't hit each other. They'll hit the anti-proton beams instead. Oh, they won't explode. They'll create the Higgs particle. You were doing it all wrong. And this way... Oh, my God.
By George, I think she's got it.
The particle is life, and the antiprotons and protons are going to create it.
Professor Johnson, we're gonna have a baby.
But how is it going to stop this portal forming?
The antiprotons will do that by neutralizing the protons. The Higgs particle is just a side effect, almost an afterthought.
We're going to create life as a side effect. So the Higgs particle, dark matter, dark energy, all of us, everything, we're just an accident.
Guess so.
And isn't that cool?
Professor Johnson.
Yes, Tom, what is it?
Dr. Harrington. He's activated the tunnel lockdown sequencer.
Yandu, come on, we're at the exit now. Come on. Dr. Harrington!
What are you doing here?
Getting out of this tunnel as fast as I can. Just help me with him.
Yes. Yes, all right, come on. There you are.
Gwen! Stop him! Stop Harrington!
What?
I'm going back into the tunnel. Don't come after me. I'm sorry.
Wait, you'll die in there! Oliver, the doors are locking!
Mother, I need to get Yanto into the warm. Now, please.
Tunnel lockdown sequence complete. It's sealed up. The collider is active now.
Come on. Professor, that switch there.
Okay. Look, an anti-proton beam. We've created it.
Gwen, tell me you're clear of the tunnel.
Jack, it's Martha. I've got Gwen and Yanto. They're safe. But Oliver's locked himself in the tunnel. I couldn't stop him, Jack.
Poor man. It's going to...
It's too late.
Marie? Are you there? It's Oliver.
I'm here. Waiting for you, my love.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. We'll be together again soon, my darling. These months without you, I've been so lonely. All I've done is dream of you. But now we're going to be together again. Forever.
You humans, so often undone by love. Dreaming of it in the void. Be ready to embrace the dark times. We're back. And we're hungry.
So it was true what he said. You were never really Marie. It was all a lie.
You don't need her. But we need you.
But you know things. Things only she could know.
Drawn from your fractured mind, you have given us passage, enabled us to control and devour the minds of this world. A whole new source of energy to feed us for centuries.
Feed on our minds?
We used you, Oliver Harrington. Your weakness. Your gullibility.
Oh, my God. Those people.
Your species. You all mean nothing to us except as food.
No. No, 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 no. No, you're wrong. We're so much more. And we're going to stop you. We die together.
Professor, look. On the screen.
The Higgs particle. It's so beautiful.
And it's inside all of us. It's life. You see? Something good out of all this.
Are you sure you've stopped those creature things coming through?
Yep. And with them gone, your angel coma patient should be returning to normal. Gwen? Gwen, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Freezing like a, whatever. And he had to stop glowing. Jackie looks like he's going to be okay.
We'll come and get you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. For everything.
I dragged you all that way and you don't remember?
I can't remember a thing. But Gwen?
Yeah?
Thank you.
It's okay. Here he is, hero of the hour.
Dr. Jones! How's your mate Julia?
She's fine. You know what? They're all fine. Guess I just need to let HQ know about Oliver.
The stream will cease to flow. The wind will cease to blow. The clouds will cease to fleet. The heart will cease to beat.
For all things must die. Never saw you as a Tennyson man, Yanto.
We all have hidden depths.
You 21st century humans with your science, your beliefs, and your poetry and... Oh yeah, you're pretty great.
You say all these things. The human race has to be ready. What do you know, Jack?
I know you're worth fighting for.
No, not good enough. Why us? Why do they keep coming to us?
Because you're special. You never stop searching for answers. Sometimes I don't think you know what the questions are, but you never stop searching.
Questions of life and death.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there in that chaos of darkness and light, of science and protons, of gods and stars and death, somewhere there's an answer. And sometimes I think that just asking the question is the answer. And sometimes I think I just need a coffee. Come on, let's go home.
We hope you've enjoyed this programme. For details of other podcasts available from the BBC, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.